Bullshit.
It's the No Bullshit Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing consultants. Let's talk today about how healthcare marketers can take social proof to the next level. What's social proof? We all as humans like to hear and see and watch others who have made similar decisions to the ones we're going through. Social proof provides us with a comfort in knowing that others are making the same decision we're about to make or have made. Now, it does not mean getting proof through social media, although that could be the case. Social media can be a part of social proof. But let me explain why social media is not all of social proof, nor is it the genesis of social proof. Robert Cialdini is the foremost thinker on influence. He wrote a seminal book called Influence, and it's about the six principles of influence, of which social proof is one. And social proof and that book came out way before there ever was this thing we call social media. So Robert Cialdini talked about social proof and how we want to be able to see, hear, watch others make similar decisions to us because it gives us comfort and makes us feel like we are making the right decision. Let me give you a couple examples of social proof that's not tied to social media. You're going out, you're walking down the street, and there are a couple of bars, restaurants, nightclubs. The first one has hardly anybody in it. You walk right past it. The second one has a few people in it. Again, you walk past it. You get to the third one, and it's jumping. It's crowded. There's excitement. There's energy. You choose that one. That's social proof. You saw others enjoying themselves, and that reduces your nervousness about your choice of making that. Another example of social proof is in the summer, and you're going to your neighbor's outdoor living areas in the backyard, the patio, the deck, and you see that neighbor number one and neighbor number three have purchased a similar item. You have social proof, and you're much more comfortable purchasing that item. When you're considering buying a car, you tend to notice the car that you're looking at when one drives down the road or when you see a commercial for it when you're watching one of your favorite shows or a sporting event. Those are examples of social proof. With healthcare marketing social proof, it's extremely important because healthcare is such a personal and serious decision for each of us. So healthcare marketing social proof includes testimonials, hearing other people talk about their experience. It includes case studies that show that there was some research behind this healthcare decision. It includes data, but data as meaningful numbers, not just data spewed at you. And yes, it includes social media and reviews. So that's healthcare marketing social proof. What I want to do today is quickly walk you through the no BS healthcare marketing social proof. And no BS healthcare marketing social proof will have an N, an O, a B, and an S. And it will tie back to testimonials, case studies, reviews, social media, and numbers, not data. So the N in your no BS healthcare marketing social proof is numbers, not just data, but numbers, numbers that are meaningful and memorable. What do I mean by that? Meaningful and memorable numbers. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. Those are numbers that are memorable and easy to understand. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Crest. Crest must be pretty good. 48% of adults didn't visit their primary care doctor last year. If we're talking to adults and want to get them to have a healthier lifestyle, to live their best life and live longer. And we want them to see their primary care doctor. And we say a stat that 48% of adults didn't visit their primary care doctor last year. That's a meaningful and memorable number, because that person will think, well, wait a minute. Why am I in the bottom half, the bad half, the half that's not doing the right thing? 48% of adults didn't visit their primary care doctor last year. With numbers, it's really important that they be memorable and measurable, not just stats, not just data. They're meaningful numbers that bring information to me, the person hearing that number. So the first letter of your No BS healthcare marketing social proof is N, and stands for numbers. The second letter, the O, is opportunity. What's in it for them? The opportunity, what's in it for them? Well, my home healthcare nurse not only made my mom feel better, but I feel better because I feel I have more time and I have peace of mind knowing that mom is taken care of. If I'm in that situation and I hear that testimonial, the opportunity is for me. What's in it for me is to help my mom and to help myself. Seniors who move into an assisted living community, 70% of seniors who move into an assisted living community are more likely to report a good quality of life. 70% of seniors who move into an assisted living community are more likely to report a good quality of life. What's the opportunity? The opportunity, what's in it for me if I'm an adult child who is wondering, is it time for mom or dad to move into an assisted living community? And I hear 70% report a good quality of life. So 70% are having a better quality of life if they go to that senior living community than if they stayed home. That is a way to show the opportunity, the O in the No BS healthcare marketing social proof. N, numbers that are measurable and meaningful. O, opportunity, show them what's in it for them. Now the B is believable. The B in your No BS healthcare marketing social proof. The B is believable. Many reviews can stay on there, but you don't necessarily want to showcase that review if it has 11 exclamation points over 10 words in a sentence or two. Hyperbole isn't going to work in healthcare. It has to be believable. And your social media posts have to be authentic while still presenting your story in the best possible way. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're a physical therapy center and you show a wide picture of a therapist working with someone, and there's a towel off to the left and a water bottle over here, and there's all this dead space, that's authentic, but it didn't present your story in the best possible way. On the other hand, if that senior living community that wants to say that 70% of the people are saying they have a better quality of life, they show a 63-year-old looking person in a social media post where the average age at the facility or community is 79. That's not authentic, even though it's presenting your story in the best possible light. So the hyperbole, whether it's a social media post, whether it is a number, whether it's an online review, or even a case study, you need to make sure that you are believable without the hyperbole. It's got to be authentic, but still tell your story in the best possible light. I've seen both ways. I've seen people snap pictures that are authentic but aren't presenting you in the best possible light. I've seen people make social media posts that are authentic but not presenting you in the best possible light. On the other hand, I've seen people use inauthentic pictures, posts, messages, numbers that or hyperbolic, or even a review that someone posted, and they showcase it on the front page of the website, and it's just too much French pastry, so to speak, to use an old phrase from basketball announcing when someone was showboating a bit too much French pastry. So you want to be authentic, but present your story in the best possible light. So now we've got numbers is the N for no BS healthcare marketing social proof. Opportunity, what's in it for them? And then B, it's got to be believable. And your S is it's got to be specific yet simple. It's got to be specific yet simple. Time and again, I hear people use broad phraseology to describe what they do, or generic phrases. For instance, exceptional customer service, excellent customer service, compassionate care. These are things that, you know, do you think your competition is saying, hey, we have care, but it's not compassionate. Okay, just know that coming in. And you know what? Our customer service is decent. Anyone is saying that. Anyone and everyone are saying that. They're saying exceptional customer service, excellent customer service, compassionate care, quality care. If you go out and do your marketing insights and you do your interviews and you do your observations of trends and you see and look at the survey results and you come back and say, you know, we really do have a unique thing going on here with this attribute. And that attribute might be tied to customer service or the customer experience, or it might be tied to the quality or even the compassion. It just can't be that blanket term, that broad term. It has to be specific yet simple. It has to be specific yet simple. So how is it simple? Well, if you want to say that treated like family is what happens here, and you say, when we say treated like family, we mean it. We have many, three-generation families that we treat. Grandma, son, daughter / granddaughter. These families that we're treating, three-generation, sometimes four-generation families. That's treated like family. But treated like family is also that our employees have a much higher retention and stay with us longer. Our average tenure is 38% longer than the industry. And we also treat each patient as if it were our family member. So our providers, they have families. They have young children, teenagers, adults, children. They have parents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, and they put that mindset in when they're treating you. So you're now not making a blanket statement. So you're making it specific yet simple so that you're able to take this phrase that almost anyone will try to use, but you're putting some specifics behind it and you're making it simple and memorable so that it becomes valuable social proof to you, as opposed to invaluable, ignored things like quality care, which is considered a minimum standard, or compassionate care. Well, okay, how do you prove that? Or excellent customer service or exceptional customer service. You have to prove that. So it has to be specific yet simple, which makes it memorable. Today's topic is social proof. It comes from Robert Cialdini's Principles of Influence. It's how we want to see, hear, watch others using or doing or buying the same thing that we do, because that gives us confidence that we're making the right decision. So the way you do that in healthcare marketing is to do the no BS healthcare marketing social proof. And that is to leverage online reviews, to leverage numbers, not just data, case studies, testimonials, and social media. And to do that social proof in a no BS healthcare marketing social proof way. And the no BS, the N stands for numbers that are meaningful and memorable. The O stands for opportunity. What's in it for them, the target audience? The B stands for believable, not hyperbole, authentic, yet presents you in the best possible light. And the S stands for specific, yet simple. Specific stories, anecdotes, and analogies, yet simple so that it can be easily remembered. There you have it. your no BS healthcare marketing social proof to take your medical marketing to the next level. Thanks for listening to the No Bullshit Marketing Show, recorded in Mass Solutions Studios in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.